This morning, President Trump's budget director, Mick Mulvaney, defended the president's first full budget proposal released today. It's called the New Foundation for American Greatness. Critics say it cuts taxes for the wealthy and cuts the social safety net for everyone else. Mulvaney said it cuts taxes and increases funding for national security, border security, law enforcement, veterans. And he pushed back against those who said it cuts social spending programs like food stamps, disability benefits, and Medicaid.
We have plenty of money in this country to take care of the people who need help, okay? And we will do that. We don't have enough money to take care of people, everybody who doesn't need help.
Trump's plan claims to balance the budget over the next 10 years, but it's counting on infrastructure projects and paid family leave to inject billions into the economy. Let's get a review from NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben, political reporter for NPR focused on the economy. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Well, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney is saying that we're no longer going to measure compassion by the number of people on these social benefit programs. We're going to measure success by how much we actually help.
Right.
He seems to be implying that there are a lot of people, you know, on food stamps or, you know, not working and getting disability who should be, that there's tons and tons of fraud. How are Democrats reacting to this?
You have had Democrats come out and say, you know, listen, this is a non-starter. You've heard a lot of complaints from the left saying, you know, really, this is that these kinds of cuts to social programs like SNAP, that which some people call food stamps, or Medicaid, are just too draconian. Mm. And that this is just this will just hurt so many Americans too much. Now, Republicans, on the other hand, Paul Ryan today seemed to say that this is an encouraging start. He said he's happy there are common objectives. He's happy that this budget would focus on growing the economy and so on. You heard Mitch McConnell in a statement, he said that, you know, this would serve as good guideposts. He applauded some of the programs in here. The sort of message that you get from some Republicans on this is a good starting point. But of course, Congress controls the budget. So, you know, they really get to pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, you know, Mulvaney said, for instance, if you're on food stamps and you're able-bodied, we need you to go to work. But of course, we've all done tons of stories on people working full time and still needing food stamps because of low wages. So questions about that. But, you know, we're also hearing Republicans say that, you know, this is going to hurt the people who voted for Trump in the first place. Hal Rogers from Kentucky said he's concerned. Bill Hoagland, a former Senate budget aide, said the kinds of reductions the plan talks about go exactly against the states that brought Trump to the dance. You know, what are some other concerns there?
Right. Well, I mean, you're absolutely right on those cuts to food stamps, as they call them, or SNAP. So, you know, I looked up the numbers on this. There are, as of 2016, there were around $67 billion in benefits paid out. Now, this budget would cut SNAP by $191 billion over 10 years. So that's around $19 billion a year. That is a really, really big cut. Mm. Now, granted, like you said, the administration is saying, well, you know, we want able-bodied people without dependent children to work. And so, you know, this very well may push some of those people into the workforce. But the question is, are the jobs there for those people? You have plenty of able-bodied Americans who do want work and who aren't able to find it. And once again, like you said, you have plenty of people who are the working poor, who are working, but who just don't quite have the money to make ends meet.
Yeah. No cuts to Social Security retirement benefits or Medicare, but big cuts to Social Security disability payments. Tick through. What else are you seeing?
Right. So there are some really big cuts to Medicaid. That is a huge one. And of course, this comes with that repeal and replace Obamacare bill that the House passed recently. And so that would really give Medicaid over to the states. It would allow states to either cap, you know, do a per capita cap on Medicaid or do it as a block grant. But that would be $610 billion over a decade. That is one huge place where the savings come from in this budget. The question then is, once again, you know, how many people might that leave uninsured? Who exactly, you know, would bear the brunt of that?
Yeah. We're seeing a 31% cut to the Environmental Protection Agency. Some are pointing out that when some of these cuts were put out there in what's called the skinny budget, you know, the little slice of a budget that the Trump administration kind of, you know, put out a while back, it didn't fly. And some people are surprised there's a new attempt. What are your thoughts? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've heard this. Any listeners who have been listening to NPR all day have heard this all day. This, the president's budget is a political document. You know, this is not something, it would be incredible. Like, it would be unheard of for Congress to pass all of this exactly as Trump, as Mr. Mm-hmm. Trump has it in here. You know, so he's laying out what he thinks things should look like. It's almost more of a statement than, you know, a bill laid out, hey, guys, stamp this and I'll sign it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, still, a 10% increase in military spending, huge increase there. Tax cuts, President Trump is calling the biggest in history. We will, as you say, we will watch and see what happens. Danielle Kurtzleben,
absolutely.
She covers politics, data, and the economy for NPR. Danielle, thank you.
Absolutely.